1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And we have a news story here that elderly motorists are dying in record numbers. According to USA Today, deaths on the nation's highways have dropped over the past decade, but elderly motorists died in record numbers, according to a study of government statistics. Last year, 4,934 drivers aged 70 and older died in car crashes. The question was asked, I think, on the website, on USA Today's website or some website. Do you think there should be a driver's license limit when it comes to the elderly? And the majority of people responding for the first time said yes, that at a certain age you should not be able to be licensed as a driver. Now, Art Griego is at the temporary highway headquarters right now, and we have him on the line with us. Art, you're ordinarily reporting on aeronautic information for us.
Well, but right now, Phil, it's kind of an interesting day over here. I've been at the highway emergency headquarters since early morning, and they're right now just put up another count on the board of 4,934.
Elderly people who have died?
That have died.
What do you have there? Is there some kind of a ticker? Or
we have a body count. I tell you, it's discouraging and it's depressing, too, to see this. But right now, it's a digital readout behind us.
That is reported in from around the country, right?
Yeah, of drivers 55 years of age or older, actually, Phil, senior citizens. And it's pushing the 5,000 mark. So we are losing our senior citizens in a conflagration, Phil, of blood, flesh, and metal. We're losing them because, as the report says, a lot of them are getting a little disoriented.
Well, that was also something I didn't really get to, but there is a suggestion in the report that the reason why so many senior citizens are dying on the highway is because they can't see the street signs, they are having a difficult time seeing construction zones, rumble strips are not waking up sleeping drivers. In Florida, the changes have already begun, at least in one state. Is that what you guys are seeing over there?
Well, absolutely. I think you get a little bit discouraged when you see how disoriented a lot of these drivers are getting. The older they get, yeah, the more disoriented they get. But they don't need to have their licenses revoked, Phil.
So you don't believe they should?
No, I do not believe the elderly should have their licenses revoked. Our senior citizens have every right to drive and to have that freedom. And if anybody wants to take their licenses away, they'll have to climb over my cold, dead corpse with all of the sandbags in front of the door of freedom to get to those licenses. But that having been said, we have instituted a ride-along program that we think is going to help out.
Now, the ride-along, as I understand it, is having younger drivers, younger licensed drivers, get into the car with a senior citizen to effect what? To do what exactly?
Well, I think our senior citizens need to be helped along, Phil, reminded of general rules of the road. And I think by putting a younger driver in the car with a senior citizen, it sort of snaps them awake a little bit. It reminds them of being here in this world, and it reinvigorates their point of view.
By having a younger person in the car, it would make them be mindful of another person with them.
Well, be mindful of another person with them, but also realize that there is such a thing as youth and clarity and clear thinking. And by just turning, I had a senior citizen say to me the other day, by having a ride along with them, they saw. Actually, a human being whose blood is warm, and there's actually blood flowing to all the extremities. And they went, oh, yeah, that's the way I used to be. And that reminds them of how they can be if they put their mind to it. I think you're going to hear a lot of, when we announce our ride-along program, I think millions of senior citizens across America, Phil, are going to heave a sigh of relief. Thank God, literally, someone is going to be in the car with me now. And remind me of small things.
All right, when you're talking about reminding, having someone ride along with a senior citizen, to remind them of what? Of
well, they're really simple things, Phil. When you come to a stoplight, you lean over. Oh, I've had the young ride along people that we train, basically to lean over and tell the senior, that's the only shade of that's the only shade of green it's going to be, and things like that.
And that's the only shade of green, meaning they're staying at...
Yeah, we have an awful lot of seniors who will sit at a green light. We had a report from Maine of a woman in Bangor, Maine, who stayed at a green light for about 15 seconds. And when they asked her, did you know it was green? She said, yes, I did. But she had forgotten, Phil, literally, that green meant go. She thought that red...
Was she confused, disoriented?
No, she was...
In other words, what I'm talking about here is this is probably Alzheimer's or some kind of dementia.
No, this woman had no real physical problem. She stayed there until a semi-tractor trailer that hit her from behind pushed her into the intersection, and then some cross-traffic hit the front right of her car, spun her around, more cross-traffic hit the, I believe it was the left back of her car. She got spun around again, hit the median, and pushed over the traffic light. There was an electrical outage, and the car set fire, and they only dragged her out.
Just from staying at the light?
Just from staying at a green light. So that can be dangerous. And what we're saying is...
No, I got to get this. This is a lady was sitting at a green light. How old was she?
She was a senior, about 58, 59 years old.
And she's sitting at the light and doesn't realize it's green and gets hit from behind and pushed into the intersection and hit three more times, hits the traffic light, and it catches on fire.
That's an extreme. But I can tell you that what they need is this kind of help.
Do you really think that having somebody in the car with them, reminding them that the light has just turned green...
Well, I do. My wife is older than me, Phil. She just turned 50, and she's already started to decline a little bit. Women start sooner. Their skin wrinkles and loses its elasticity and mobility, and then you can't turn the wheel as easily. My wife needs to be sometimes reminded gently that we drive on the right side of the road, not the left.
Did you catch her going down the left side of the road?
You do. You don't want to know that it's happening, but we were. You don't want to know it.
Uh huh.
But when we got on the freeway. We got on the freeway going the wrong way, Phil. And my mind wanted to deny what was happening.
All right. Do you need a moment?
Yes, I do.
We're talking here with... who are we talking with? Art Griego. Art is at the traffic emergency headquarters, and you can hear there's a lot of... they've got a body count that's rising. The elderly are dying, and if you read the USA Today report... we had more elderly drivers die last year, 1999, than in any year in the last 10 years. They're getting disoriented out there. A lot of people want to revoke their licenses, but Art feels that a ride-along, having a younger driver with them to remind them of certain rules of the road might be the way to go. Our number here on the Phil Henry Show is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Now, Art, you were saying that one day your wife was going the wrong way. She was on the, excuse me, the left-hand side of a freeway?
My wife had entered a busy freeway here in the Los Angeles area, Phil, on the left side. And I wanted to deny what was happening.
You didn't want to accept it?
I did not want to accept what was happening. It was one of those things, I didn't believe what was happening even as it was happening.
What happened?
Well, I had to grab the wheel from her. I had it.
So you were able to get it over the side of the road?
Yes, I was. And, of course, that started a fight. She didn't talk to me for 3 days. I said, do you realize what could have happened? And, of course, she didn't want to talk about it. I think that's the problem.
Well, if you have that kind of a response from your wife, then what makes you think these younger drivers on this ride-along program are going to get any kind of a different response from these elderly drivers?
Well, Phil, I think...
In other words, these older drivers are going to say the same thing. It's not my fault.
No, but I think you need to be... That was an extreme case. But what's wrong with telling someone that it's not safe to drive over a fire hydrant, for instance? What's wrong with telling someone that it's not safe to drive into a bus stop with people standing there? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think if you feel a bump under the car, stop, get out, make sure you haven't run over somebody. These are small things, Phil, but when we add them all up, we can help our senior citizens. And we can help save lives at the same time. Right now, we are losing them.
Okay, at what age are we talking about here, senior citizen?
Well, AARP says that 55... is the age. And our ride-alongs will save hundreds of lives. We have a ride-along companion who was in a car when a senior was literally going to drive off a bridge. But
was that an accident or...?
No, they thought it was a freeway off-ramp or something, and they were going to drive into a very rapidly running river. And they saved a life there, Phil. They seriously, they're stubborn people. And a freeway off ramp is a freeway off ramp. A river is a river. And that's all I'm...
All right, I get the...
But that's all we're trying to say.
I understand what you're saying. 1-800-449-8686 at the traffic emergency headquarters is Art Griego. We're talking about senior citizens. Almost 5,000 drivers died in automobile accidents of the year 1999 because, well, they're getting a little disoriented out there. Their program, a ride-along program, has younger drivers riding along with seniors to remind them of the rules of the road. Now, Art mentions that he was in the car with his wife, who's a bit older than him, and she was going down the wrong way of a freeway. So we're talking about either the extremes of driving down the left side of a street or simply remembering not to drive into a restaurant but park outside of it. Those kinds of things can save lives, and that's what we're talking about here. 1-800-449-8686.
Remember the bump.
Yes, when you feel a bump, get out. You might have run over somebody. Is that what?
Like the lady who, a woman drove into a department store.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Art Griego has joined us. He's at the emergency highway headquarters. And apparently the... all right, let's get Art back on. Yeah, hold on for just a second. Art, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. The body count is up. We got a body count right now. It's near 5,002.
Okay, that's the senior citizens that...
Senior citizens who are getting greased out there. And we are, frankly, shocked...
Now, we've had some comments. You don't want people to have their licenses taken away, right?
No, we are not asking to have senior citizens have their licenses taken away. We are simply saying that senior citizens could use a younger rider riding along with them, a younger person to remind them of basic rules of the road. We drive on the right, not on the left.
Do you have a lot of seniors going down the left?
Well, I told you about my wife. Phil, I can tell you, if you get into a car that's going down the left side of a freeway, you won't believe what's happening, even when it's happening.
And all right, I can understand it was shocking, but is that a frequent problem?
It happens.
All right, let's talk to some people here. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Mission Viejo on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yes, my name is Alfredo Sassi, and I live in Mission Viejo.
Yes, sir. This is Art Griego, sir. Can I ask you how old you are?
How old I am?
Yes, sir.
69, almost 70.
All right, let's run that through the computer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's rough.
The rough?
Are you driving right?
I don't think it's rough. I go to Sacramento by car, San Francisco. I just came from Vegas.
Yeah. What did you say your name was, sir?
Alfredo Sassi.
All right, hold on for just
check
a second,
record.
Phil. I can get online here.
Now, what are you doing?
I'm going to see if we can find Alfredo here. All right, you are 69.
Yes.
Yeah, that's trouble.
What
Alfredo?
Trouble?
Well, you're 69. You are Alfredo Sassi, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's rough.
Why is
well,
rough?
What's rough about that?
What's rough?
Wait, we got a sketchy background on you.
Like what?
What are you doing?
I was on the...
No, I'm asking the other man. What are you doing, Art?
Well, I was on Internet Movie Database. I was looking up Free Willy. But
will you forget about that and just find out about the guy?
Okay, okay, Alfredo?
Yes.
What I have here, did you get a ticket in the 80s?
Forget about the ticket. Everybody can... How have the people...
That's true.
They have a ticket.
A lot of people.
20 years old.
Well, but we're saying...
See, what he's saying...
You are talking about taking the license for the people. You know, you're taking the freedom away.
No, I don't want to take your license, Alfredo. I want you to know that.
You are in Russia.
I don't want to take your license.
Yes.
I want you to know that. What I want to do is have a young person drive with you.
What's a young person going to do? Pay me a young person and beg the guy to come with me?
No. It's called our ride-along.
I know my to make money.
Well, let me jump in here. Does the young person ride with a guy like Alfredo forever?
No, just to remind Alfredo, like for a week. Okay, that's a stop sign.
I don't need a reminder.
You know what a stop sign looks
like,
right?
I know the stop sign.
Okay, can you give me a background?
I am perfectly in condition.
Can you
only
give me...
Only a doctor, listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Only a doctor can say if the
yeah,
person
this guy's in trouble.
Is
what
able
are you looking
to
at?
Drive or not. He's have a timing disease or something else.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yes.
When you're driving along, I'm sure you've left a blinker on. It drives people nuts. If you've got a ride along with you, they remind you to turn the blinker up.
No. My car is in perfect condition.
Well, I know your car is in fine condition, but I'm sure being 69,
so
you've left the blinker on.
It
drives me ape.
The signal line, always I see if it doesn't return, I click it by hand.
What?
If doesn't
the signal light
doesn't return in position, I do it by hand.
You click it back by hand, Alfredo.
Right.
Yeah, that's what a lot of times it won't go back in a position because the wheel hasn't rotated back far enough, right?
So, well, that's right. But I want to say, Alfredo,
yes.
What's wrong with having a younger driver drive along with you and to remind you, you know, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, listen.
I just want to ask you a question. Describe a stop sign.
What is this? What are you doing now?
I'm in that position. I don't drive.
Yes, sir. But all I'm doing now is I'm giving you a test that we give, a standard test, all right? Describe for me a stop sign. What's it look like?
What do you mean describe a stop sign?
Yeah, what does a stop sign look like?
It is a pole in
a
front
pole?
Of where they put the pole on the right side when you go on your right side.
Right.
Okay, it's red, then it says stop.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
that's
and
good.
What do you mean? What's a stop
the
sign
is
look
like? Pentagonus. Oh. You know, pentagonus, not a square, you know?
Yes, you're exactly right. Okay, good.
Okay.
On yellow, what should we do?
Huh?
On yellow, what should we do?
In yellow is a caution, you know, to see with open your eyes is something. You stop, not stop. You go slow and find out and look all around.
Look all around?
Right.
Even behind you?
Even behind me.
Aha! Uh-huh. You're not
behind
supposed to look behind you.
I look.
Wait a minute. In his rearview mirror.
No, you blew it.
No.
Yo, hold on.
Somebody.
You can't look behind you.
No,
he means in his rearview mirror.
Well, I think you're wrong.
Listen, go ahead.
No, he's trying
time,
to.
Each time I'm constantly looking in the mirror on top.
Yes,
and
the mirror on top.
All the way.
All the side mirror.
Okay, that's good. All right, when it says 55 mile per hour speed limit, what does that mean?
Will you get off that computer?
Yes. When it says 55 mile per hour, what does that mean?
So, I mean, I'm going 55.
You're going 55?
I go less than 55, 50, whatever.
How fast are you going right now, for instance?
How fast I go?
Right now.
Right now, when I go to Vegas,
it
is 70.
How fast are you going?
What do you mean? How? I don't understand.
Right now. See, that's what I mean, Philly's disoriented.
No,
what do you mean by the question?
Well, how fast are you going right now?
What do you mean, how fast is he going right now?
I don't understand this guy.
Yeah, what is the guy talking about?
Well, are you going? Are you in a car?
I want a car. I have two cars. I have a Mercedes-Benz, and I have a Jaguar.
You're in two cars?
Yes.
How can that possibly...
He says...
I don't drive two cars.
Here's what I'm talking about.
I am
disoriented.
Owner of two
cars. I don't think
my wife's car and mine.
All of us. I asked the guy where he was, and he says he's talking about his wife. Are you in your wife's car?
He said he owns two cars.
You know what you are.
The problem with this gentleman.
You are a nut.
No, I'm not. What I'm trying to do is.
No, you're asking too many questions at once. Okay, you ask the guy how fast he's going right now.
Yeah, and he couldn't answer me.
But I'm going to go if I am sitting in my living room.
He's in his living room.
Oh. And it's not moving.
No, it's not moving.
Are you nuts or something?
You know something, Phil? I can see he's disoriented.
He's not disoriented.
I'm disoriented. You better go to the hospital.
Why should I go to a hospital?
You're sick.
Sir, we've got 6,000 old people that are dying. We got a body count going here.
You let me live.
You know, you're in your...
His living room isn't moving. All right, sir.
You have to go to the psychiatrist.
I don't need a psychiatrist. I'm trying to save...
You need a psychiatrist.
Do you want to sign up?
What the hell are you talking
about? No, sir. We're trying to get ride-alongs for elderly people.
With you? Oh, my God.
Do you want to ride-along?
People like you, the world is finished.
You know, sir, I think you need a ride-along. You think your living room's moving.
No, he didn't. You did. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. One 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. With us at the temporary highway emergency headquarters is Art Griego. Art, you're a pilot, and you're actually monitoring. How come I've got both my VU meters going here? I've got bus 2 going. If you'll come over here and check this out. Art, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, that was the problem. I had a problem with your phone line. You're a pilot, right, Art?
Yes, I am.
What interests you about highway safety for senior citizens and the fact that a lot of senior citizens are apparently losing their lives on the highways?
Well, for that very reason, Phil. I mean, I'm the son of a mother and father who are elderly. My wife, as I said, is a little bit older than me. I am very much frightened for the lives of a lot of senior citizens who are going out there driving automobiles. And I don't think they should have their licenses taken.
Yeah, you've made that point. You do not think they should have the licenses taken away.
No, I do not. I think that they just need a reminder of where they are. You know, when they go out, it's a day. This is a day. And the car and the keys. And those are fundamental things we can all probably forget sometimes. But if you get them out there into the fresh air, a lot of times it's just oxygen. Pump some oxygen into them. Because I'm at the tote board right now, Phil. And there is okay, at our tote board now, 5,633 senior citizens have been killed on our highways since last year. This has got to stop. This has got to end.
All right, let's go to Richmond on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi.
Roger.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, what?
You're on the air, pal. Did you have something to say, or do you want us to move on?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know you were, okay.
Go ahead. No, Richmond, when I say Richmond, you're on the air. That's what...
So, you know, have a little respect.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, sir. I just... Okay, you're on the air.
Okay, either way,
this is Art Griego. I work with senior citizens, and what can I do for you?
Well, I find you very offensive. Not trying to help people not to have accidents, but are you going to tell John Glenn that he shouldn't drive or he should have a young driver with him?
Well, John Glenn's a very interesting example. John Glenn was in a tin can. He didn't have to steer that thing. Wait a minute.
He flies jets.
Well, my understanding was that John Glenn, when he went into space, they put him into a can.
We're talking about on the Earth. Flies jets.
Not now.
We're talking about, it has nothing to do with age.
John Glenn's a representative from the state of Ohio, is my understanding.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, what are you talking about, jets?
He flies jets.
Well, he flies jets.
Yes.
This guy's
and if he can fly a jet, why can't he drive a car? Well, this is ridiculous.
John Glenn flies jets, does he? Well, isn't that interesting? I got to get the computer, Phil.
What are you talking about?
This guy's
John Glenn flew jets. The man's right. He flew jets in Korea. He flew a combat missions over Korea, and that's why he was in the space program to begin with.
Yeah.
And Goldwater flew jets up into his 80s.
Goldwater, huh?
Right.
Well.
What are you doing? Hold on for a minute, sir. Art, what are you talking about?
Look, Phil, can you hear this guy?
Can I hear the gentleman?
I hear him.
Yeah. This guy's talking about Goldwater flying jets. Goldwater's dead.
Well, we know that, but he was over the age you're talking about.
Goldwater's dead. Hello?
Well, yes.
And,
Goldwater is dead.
All right, so he's not flying anything right now.
But when he was in that age bracket, he certainly was flying jets.
Really?
I don't think he's alive today.
Hey, did you know that Big Bird...
You're doing your best.
Big Bird's a helicopter pilot.
Can I talk a minute...
Can I say something? Yes, you can, but I wanted to remind you, John Kennedy was shot. You aware of that?
All right.
Roosevelt's got a bad headache.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir, I want you to say something. Go ahead.
Okay. I feel this man, for whatever reason, is just trying to picket people. I have no idea what his motive is.
I want to save lives.
No, that's what he's saying.
We got a lot of seniors that are dying.
Well, of course that. And I don't want anybody to drive that's not able.
But
if they're able, age has nothing to do with it.
Can I tell you, how old are you, sir?
I'm 64.
All right, you're on the bubble, okay? Okay, let me ask you this.
Sounds like you broke your bubble.
You know, all I'm trying to do, sir, is make sure that seniors don't have to drive restricted.
No, you're not. You're insulting people.
How am I insulting anybody?
You're talking about how that last guy that was on the phone is your living room moving.
Bro, I was having some fun with the guy. Come on.
And Ms. Goldwater, you didn't understand my analogy? Are you some kind of an idiot?
An idiot? You're the guy that thinks John Glenn's out there right now flying around the moon.
You're the idiot. You're the idiot that thinks that can't understand my analogy.
Your analogy.
John Glenn flies jets. The man's purpose of saying that is that he can fly.
Yeah, go ahead, Phil. What?
He could drive a car.
He can drive a car.
Well, he could if he can fly a jet.
It has nothing to do with age.
I'd like to just ask you a question if I could, all right?
You can ask me any question.
All right. Describe a stop sign.
Oh, go! You're
what
ridiculous.
Are you talking?
I'm asking
you're
the guy.
You're ridiculous.
No, sir. I am asking. You're 64, correct?
No. You're ridiculous. I would not answer your senile questions. Ask what a stop sign is.
No, I didn't ask you what a stop sign is. That'll be my second question. My first question is.
How do you think I got my driver's license?
Sir, I believe
you didn't know a stop sign.
I think you got a driver's license back when you were maybe 35, and you've just been renewing it ever since.
Don't you know that you have to take the test? You have to take the test more than one time.
Well, what test?
How many states have you lived in? Every state you go to, you take a test.
How many states are there?
Well, I haven't been in that many.
Uh-huh. You don't know how many states there are. That's another one.
Wait a minute. That's a trick question.
No, he doesn't know how many states.
I may not ever call this station back again.
I'm just saying, you don't know how many states.
Well, this is a guy who's trying to...
Phil, I'm trying to see how sharp he is. No, I want to see how sharp he is.
What he's trying to do is to see how sharp your mind is by confusing you.
Exactly.
No, he's not.
And you don't know how many states there are.
He's not going
to
confuse me.
I'm going to have to put that down on your chart.
Put what down on whose chart?
On you, too. I think the man in the living room had you figured right.
Yeah.
How fast is your living room going? I'm just kidding. Yeah. Oh, are you in a car right now, sir?
Huh?
Are you in a car right now?
Yes, I am.
How fast are you going?
I'm going 65.
Well,
you know what
guess
the speed
what?
Limit is?
It's
65.
It's 55. You're under arrest.
I said it's 65. Can't you hear
it? Oh, I'm sure that that's what it looks like through your eyeglasses, but it's 55.
I don't wear eyeglasses to see. Well, it looks like you need to get some.
Because it's 50.
He's in the state of Virginia. What's the speed limit in Virginia, sir?
I'm 55
miles an hour.
I'm on 95.
95? This guy's flipped out.
All right, look, thank you for your call.
Let me say one last thing.
You purposely tried to confuse me.
No,
turn up your hearing aid, okay? And get some glasses. 95 miles an hour.
He's on I-95.
Can I say one thing to the host of the station?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right.
Forget him.
This guy is nuts.
I think you're going to hurt yourself by having this type of person on.
I'm sorry.
The man is an idiot.
Yes, sir.
He's insulting.
95 miles an hour. 55 miles an hour.
You see what I mean?
I know.
He heard me say I-95.
Yes, he did.
And I'm going 65 because that's what the speed limit says.
I just said speed lines, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir, that he put you through that. I didn't mean to. I'm certainly not true.
Do you understand how many people he's insulting?
I think that
you're going to be the one loser, not him.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
I'm going
to
hang up now and listen to the rest.
I apologize, sir.
Okay, I'll accept that. And I know it's not your fault.
Sir, can I just ask, you still think you're going 95?
Oh, shut up, will you?
I think the whole audience out there is like telling him, shut up.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot, Griego.
What did I do?
Thank you very much. I just lost another valuable 64-year-old listener. Let's go over to Murrieta on the Phil Hendry Show. Murrieta, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm listening to this man. I wouldn't call him a gentleman. I agree with the previous caller who thinks he's offensive. I'm 77. I just finished a 1,000-mile drive. Hmm. I have driven in every single state in this union.
Hawaii?
I have had a driver's license since I'm 17, which means I've been driving for 60 years. I have never once ever had a ticket other than 2 parking tickets in my entire life.
Was your skirt
Hasn't
hanging out the door at any point during
this 1,000-mile
drive?
Have you ever heard of the AARP Drive Alive program?
AARP Arrive Alive means
Drive
that you
Alive
have,
program,
yes, but
which
that means
I completed,
you have to be alive when you get into the car.
And I think he needs to take it. This
well, ma'am,
man is,
I'm not
is
trying to
really
insult
ignorant.
You. I'm not
I'd like to know
you.
If he remembers what Aristotle said to his students.
Yeah, he said, period, over. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
What are you trying to
say that? Mister, you've got
your... You're really some kind of a smart mouth. You know that, Art?
Look,
if
this lady...
He is a smart mouth, and I don't want to be bothered with him. And I'm ashamed, Bill, that you put him on your show.
I'm very sorry.
If you want to have somebody on there to talk about drivers, senior drivers, then have intelligent people.
I got her in our file.
People who've had experience.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, don't have somebody like this who sits at a computer and is arrogant.
How fast are you going right now?
And then insults people. That gentleman who called up, it was obvious he wasn't driving his car when he was speaking.
Right.
Yet this idiot couldn't even determine that.
He said he was in his living room going 65 miles an hour.
He has no judgment.
How fast are you driving right now, ma'am?
I'm in my kitchen, and it's not moving. And when I drive the speed limit. And when I'm driving here on the I-15 or the I-215, I'm doing 70 miles an hour, idiots like you are passing like at 80 and 85. The speed limit here, for your information, is 70 miles an hour in certain areas.
Yes, in the desert areas, you're right.
And I know what a stop sign looks like, and I know what a caution sign looks like, and I don't have to have my ability.
I just have one question, then. All right, I'm not trying to take your license away from you, ma'am. I was the one who said...
I would hit you with a grapefruit.
You hit me with a grapefruit, like Jimmy Cagney did to Joan Rondell in Public Enemy. Ma'am?
And you do no service to ensure that good drivers are good drivers.
What does green
mean?
Why
didn't you once mention the AARP Drive Alive program?
Because I said Drive Alive.
Did you
ever mention that AARP gives that program
for $10?
Did you
even suggest
No, you did not, Art.
I said you have to drive alive.
No, did you mention that
seniors
would do best if they enrolled in the AARP program for $10?
What does green mean?
That might be too much for your puny brain to understand, and I even doubt that you could pass the AARP test.
Have you ever driven while dead? I mean, obviously, driving...
Okay, that's it. That's fine.
This is an ignorant idiot.
I'm sorry.
He is. Okay, Phil, bye-bye.
All right,
you're driving down the road. Are the cars coming at you as you're driving, or are they driving with... Oh, she hung up.
What is that? Is that your office?
Yeah.
Hang up.
All right.
Hang up. Drive alive. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. You know, we don't often call attention to ourselves, but occasionally you need to. Occasionally you just have to, you know. If you listen to the preceding 50 minutes of this radio show, then you pretty much know what we're about. We're about good quality comedy and laughs, belly laughs. That's what this show's about. We go for the belly laugh. We go for the laugh where the tears are coming out of your freaking eyes and you can't see the road in front of you. And if you listen to the preceding 50 minutes of radio and that didn't happen to you, there's plenty of other really neat radio shows that you can listen to right about now. And they're so funny. You know? I mean... If you didn't have the tears squirting out of your eyes on that one, then bug off, go listen to some other, quote, funny show, end quote. You know, the radio shows that are on, especially in this town, but all over this country, that claim to be funny, and then you listen to it, and it's like two people talking, you know, and they just keep talking until something funny comes out. And that's what they call a funny show. Like, they're just funny guys, or they're funny people, and they got a funny life, and it's the same pedestrian, lame, mainstream stuff. I mean, I don't mean to sound... I don't want to be critical or anything, but that's what it is. But I get people coming up to me when we do personal appearances. They say, Phil, I had to stop the car. I had to stop the car. To me, that makes it all worthwhile, because that's the kind of laugh we want to give you. The kind where it hurts, where you could die if you're driving, where the car, you may lose control of it. I mean, that's what we're going for. And that lasts 50 minutes. I'm going to tell you right now, if you didn't think that was funny, then that's fine. You don't have to, but this ain't a show for you, man. Go listen to some other real edgy show. Go listen to Jamie and Danny. Something really edgy like that. Okay, wanted to, by the way, the old people driving thing, I'm a baby boomer, and I'm going to be in my 60s in another 20 years, and guess what? Nobody's taking my license from me. As this generation gets older, this is going to be a moot question. Nobody's pulling our licenses. Oh, 12 years, not 20? Gee, thanks a lot for that, Mike. I forgot. That's a producer for you, huh? Always correcting your mistakes. Not 20, 12, pops. Check your facts. Anyway, nobody's taking my license away from me. And a lot of these old coots that are driving around, like, look, my father-in-law and my mother-in-law are in their late 60s, early 70s. Those guys log thousands of miles every year. They're doing fine. They're cool. It ain't about them. You know the people that are really kind of need to be talked about? Forget about old people that drive. Forget that. Here's a problem that affects all ages. And these are the people, not some old lady driving a car. This is the guy that you want to grab and throw from a moving vehicle. The person who gets car sick. Have you had that in your life lately? Have you had a guy or a gal? Have you had somebody in your life who gets car sick? Could you not, you know, oh, what's wrong? Well, I get a little car sick, and you're going down a windy, yeah, this is California. We have a lot of those kinds of, could we go on a straight road somewhere? Well, we're in Laurel Canyon right now. I don't know how straight it's going to get anytime soon. And where I live, we have Canaan, and we have, you know, Malibu Canyon, and we got Las Virgenes, and we got Topanga Canyon, and man, it ain't nothing but windy. And that's when you hear your friends, a lot of times they're from back east, a lot of times right here from California, I'm getting a little car sick. Well, let me explain something about car sickness so that you can all, you know, be very clear on this. Car sickness is not a physical malady. It is not. Oh, I know what you're thinking. Phil, are you saying it's a psychological malady? No, I think that car sickness is even deeper a flaw than that. Car sickness is a character failing. Car sickness is an immoral sensibility. Car sickness is a sin. And if you get car sick and then you die at that moment, you will go to hell and burn. Because you can control it. You know you can control it. But you get car sick to bug your friends. And you get car sick to bug your in-laws and everybody else that's around your family. I'm getting a little car sick. Really? Well, here's what's going to happen. Throw up in my car. The door opens. You get kicked out. And we're going about 65 right now. Down a windy mountain road. But wait a minute. You cats that get car sick, man, the word's out. You ain't sick. You ain't even sick up here. You're weak. And you should be taken to, like, an abbey. You should be taken to an abbey, and you should go on retreat and confess your sins to God. You getting car sick? You know, you'll get tumble sick here in about 5 seconds. You think car sick's bad, man? Wait till you see what happens to your stomach when you're rolling down a highway at about 65 with no car around you. So that's the one that we wanted to address here this afternoon. And specifically, Melissa's fiancé, Mark, what a wuss you are. By the way, Mark, I don't believe any of the things that I'm saying. Melissa put me up to all of this crap. But actually, I did. I do kind of believe it's a character failing. I know you're a pretty nice guy, but, you know, butch up, will you? Car sick. Car sick, it ain't even on the list of sick, you know?
I'm a little car sick.
I'm going to kick you out the door. All right, anyway, it's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.